Shannon Campbell was living in South Florida when her brother Rob called and begged her to consider moving. He was in Charlottesville and needed help with his kids.
He was working a corporate job and he was so burnt out. I just said, just quit. We've got one life, let's be happy. And I said, you know, it'd be fun, let's open a restaurant.
She had worked in the business and loved it. So did her cousin Mike. They found a little storefront next to the Food Lion, west of downtown Charlottesville, and named the place after Shannon's dad, Crowby's Urban Vittles. Shannon's mother and Mike's mom, Sandy Rankin, had retired to South Carolina, but would make the eight-hour drive to Virginia to visit.
Our kids had just opened the restaurant. They could give us 15 minutes of their valuable time. And my sister said, in good conscience, we cannot go back to South Carolina and watch Netflix. We'll sell what we have, move to Charlottesville, and help our kids, and here we are.
They wait tables on weekends and do other jobs as needed.
My sister cleans this restaurant 2 days a week. I clean the kids' house and do their laundry so they'll have time for Crowby's. Sherry laughs all the time and said, who ever thought when we were in our 70s, you would be a waitress and I'd be a dishwasher.
The fare is Southern comfort food.
Like fried green tomatoes, okra fritters, pimento cheese. Mike makes a big pot of chicken and dumplings on Tuesday. They fly out the window. $7, big bowl of chicken and dumplings, two sides of bread.
And of course, there's barbecue. We spoke with Don and Lisa Lucas, Rob Squatriglia, and Bob Barber.
We try to pretend that we have the best barbecue in the world in Texas, but we may be wrong after visiting this place.
I think that the corn okra fritters were amazing.
I had the barbecue sundae, so it had two different types of meats. And then the vinegar from the coleslaw really kind of brings it all together. Really enjoyed that. Everything's really tasty.
I cook, and I'm a good cook. And his chicken and dumplings are better than mine. Now that's saying something.
They do give a nod to modern culinary trends, subbing cauliflower mash for whipped potatoes. But on weekends, they're old school, with cathead biscuits and gravy.
Jeanette makes our biscuits big as a cat head. She hand pats them with love. They're not rolled out. They're flaky and good. The kids mix their own sausage, make sausage gravy. They also have our French toast made with homemade honey house bread. Shannon warms the syrup. She puts a little bit of bacon and a pinch of cayenne. Best French toast you'll ever taste.
With so much pride in her family and their food, Rankin says she wasn't surprised by the news that customer rankings put Crowby's on the annual Yelp list. But the founders are still recovering from the shock.
I was just floored. I was like, look at this. And then everybody started pulling up on their phones. And then it just kind of blew up from there. And we just can't believe it. We keep our staff happy. They work hard. We try to treat them well. And we're a big family. I mean, that's what it is.
Crowby's ranked 60 on the Yelp list of top places to eat in 2020 based on diner ratings, behind number 3 Farm Bird in D.C., and number 31 Greek Unique in Ashburn, Virginia, but ahead of number 72 Stella's in Richmond, and number 74 Noodle Man in Virginia Beach. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.